Hello and welcome back. My name is Avi Heller, and together we are studying the Tractate of Megillah. These recordings are a project of the OU Department of Synagogue Services, OU Torah, and the Daf of Shavuah Foundation. We are at the very towards the bottom of Megillah Hey Amud Bet 5b. Now, if you look on 5b, we are starting in the middle of the second wide line, pretty much three quarters of the way down the Amud. And in the middle of that second wide line, it says Gufa, which means we're going to go back and quote the text of something that we were discussing before, which is not part of our Mishnah, but since we were talking about it, we're now going to go back and discuss it in more depth. And the topic that we were discussing was a situation where we're not sure whether or not a city was walled from the days of Yoshua bin Nun. And in a situation where we're not sure if the city was walled for that long, we might read Megillah on both the 14th and the 15th. And we were specifically talking about the city of Tiberias, Tiberia, and Chizkiah had a doubt as to whether or not Tiberia had been walled all the way back since the time of Yoshua bin Nun. Gufa. We learn, Chizkiah kare b'Tiberia b'arbesar uva chameskar. Chizkiah read the Megillah in Tiberias on the 14th of Adar and on the 15th Adar. Of Adar. Why? Misafkale, he had a safek, a doubt. I mukefet choma, if it had been walled. Mimot Yoshua bin Nun hi ilo, if it had been walled since the time of Yoshua bin Nun or not. Umi misafkale milta de Tiberia, why should he be in doubt about whether or not Tiberia was walled? We have a clear tradition that Tiberia was walled from the time of Yoshua. How do we know? Because Yoshua himself writes about it in the book of Joshua, the Hakativ. Isn't it written in Yoshua? Now, if you look all the way over to the left of your Gemara, you'll see sandwiched into the margin there, it tells you where you can find this. It says Yoshua Yud Tet. Now, it does not tell you what verse, it just tells you which chapter. So you can open it up to Yoshua Yud Tet, and you can find exactly which pasuk it is, but it takes you a little time. In this case, it's Joshua chapter 19, verse 35. So in Joshua 19, verse 35, it says as follows. V'yare mivtzar, these protected cities, ha tzidim tzer, v'chamat, rakat, v'kineret. It names a bunch of cities that were conquered. These cities were in the territory of the tribe of Naphtali. And they were cities that they had to go conquer and settle as part of the conquest of the land of Israel. So they settled these cities, Hamat, Rakat, and Kinneret. The Kaimalan, we have a tradition, which we're going to discuss more on the next page on Daf Vav, but let's just accept it for now that we have an oral tradition that Rakat is another name for Tiberia. Rakat zu Tiberia. Okay, now if that's true, that Rakat is Tiberia, then we know that Tiberia was an Ir Miftzar, was a protected city all the way back in the time of Joshua. So why would you be in doubt? It seems obvious that it was. So the Gemara explains, Hainu taima de misafkale. There is a reason why they were in doubt. Mishum, because dechad gisa shura diyama havat. Because one side of Tiberia faces the Sea of Galilee, and so that wall is not really a wall; it's a cliff, and it drops off into the ocean, not really the ocean, but the sea. And since it drops off into the ocean, it's not really a wall. Ihachi, if that's the case, that it has that one side of it is not a wall; it's just a cliff. I misafkale. What's the doubt? Vaday lav chomahi. It's definitely not a walled city. A walled city is a city that has a wall around it. Ditanya, as we learned in a Braita, asher lo choma. This is quoting the Torah in Vayikra chapter 25. As you can see, if you go all the way over to the left margin, it tells you Vayikra chafei. Here it's talking about Batei Arei Choma, which we're not going to get into now, but there's a certain topic in Vayikra, Asher Lo Choma, that these cities have to have a wall. And the Brisa darshins from this, Velo Shur Iger Saviv, not a facade of rooftops. So what they could do is, instead of building a wall, they could build the houses really close together, so close together that the roofs that extend out of the bodies of the house create sort of like a uninterrupted circuit around the city of rooftops, even though it's not 100% walled. So in that situation, we say that is not good enough. Prat l'Tiberia, we're going to exclude Tiberia, Tiberius, Shiyama Chomata, because the sea is its wall, and therefore it does not count as being a walled city, because it doesn't really have a wall. So the Gemara answers, Le'inyin bate orechoma lo misavkale. Okay, related to this particular kind of walled city for that particular issue, which has nothing to do with Purim, there's no doubt that if it's not truly walled, then it doesn't count. But there is still a doubt, le'inyan mikra megillah, related to the reading of the megillah. And the reason for that is that there's a different set of parameters. In the megillah, it says that the cities that are walled are called mukafin, but the cities that are unwalled are called prazim. And so we have to ask the question, my prazim, what are unwalled cities? Umay mukafin, and what are walled cities? Tichtive Gabi Mikra Megillah. That's what's written about Mikra Megillah, but it never uses the word choma, which is a wall. So in the situation where it uses the word choma, then it has to really be a wall. But maybe where it uses the word prazi, it doesn't mean that. And we have a doubt as to what that word means. Does it mean Mishum Dahane Migalu Vahani Lo Migalu? Perhaps the difference between a prazi city and a mukaf city is that a mukaf city is hidden from view, whereas a prazi city is migalu, it's exposed. So maybe that's what it means. The Hanami Migalia and Tiberia, which has a beautiful cliffside view, well, it's completely exposed. You can see the city. There's no wall around it. It's just on a cliff. Odilma, or maybe Mishum Dahane Mingu Vahane Lo Mingu. Maybe the question is whether or not they are fortified, protected. So a walled city is protected by a wall. Tiberia, which is protected by a cliff, is just as well protected by the cliff as by a wall. The Hanami Minga, and this is also protected. So it depends on what the parameters are. Mishum Hachi, for this reason, Misafgale, that's why they had a doubt, because they weren't sure whether or not a cliff was in fulfillment of what it meant by an ir prazi or not. And therefore, since it was doubtful, he read it on the 14th day and the 15th day. As we saw yesterday, Rebbe felt very clearly that it was considered walled, and therefore he only read the Megillah on the 15th. Okay, just briefly to finish up this daf, Rav Asi kari Megillah behutzal. Rav Asi also read the Megillah in a town called Hutzal, ba'ar besar uvachamesar, on the 14th and the 15th. Misafkale imu kefet choma mimot Yoshua binunhi ilo. Because this town of Hutzal, he also had a doubt whether or not it was walled from the time of Yoshua binun or not. Ika de Amar, there are some people who have this statement in a less circumstantial way. They say it a little bit differently. Amar Ravasi, said Ravasi, Hai Hutzal de Beis Binyamin, this town called Hutzal, which is in the territory of Benjamin, Mukefet Choma Mimot Yoshua, he is actually walled from the time of Joshua, and therefore would only be read on the 15th. So we have one report about Ravasi that says he had a doubt about it, and he read it on the 14th and 15th, and one that he was certain that it was only read on the 15th. And I don't know which one is true. That brings us down to the very last line of Daf Hey, and we will continue next time. Have a wonderful day.